This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Springs residents will have dueling ballot measures involving recreational marijuana on the ballot this November. If approved, a citizen-backed initiative would allow current medicinal businesses to apply to sell recreational marijuana. Proponents have turned in nearly 3,500 more valid signatures than required to place that question on the ballot, but a city council-referred ballot initiative would basically do the opposite. That measure would place a ban on recreational marijuana businesses in the city's charter. It's the start of a new college semester, but as some head to classes, others are heading to trial for their part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations. CPR's Paolo Scholzeta reports.
During the first week of an anti-war camp set up on the Auraria campus's Tivoli Quad last spring, 40 people were arrested by police officers on trespassing charges. About half were students or professors on the three-university campus. Several jury trials begin this week as they face trespassing and obstruction charges, punishable by up to a year in jail and or a fine. The anti-war camp was voluntarily taken down by organizers 3 months ago after protester demands were largely unmet. I'm Paolo Scholzeta, CPR News.
Wildlife officials are trying to capture and relocate the first pack of wolves reintroduced into Colorado. The wolves were released earlier this year as part of a voter-approved program and have reportedly attacked livestock. Ranching groups want the wolves killed, but wildlife advocates say ranchers haven't done everything they can to stop the attacks, such as using electric fences. The state says capture operation is unique and won't become its go-to move for resolving wolf-livestock conflicts, but say the pack is too new to be killed. In Denver and Colorado Springs this afternoon, mostly sunny weather with temps in the low to mid-80s. In Vail, sunny and 72, and in Grand Junction, sunny and 91 degrees. This is CPR News in KRCC.